Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
You can say what you want about the devil, but the dude has good taste in music. All the heavy metal, all the hard rock, so, you know, I may be destined for the fires of hell, but I'm going to rock out while I'm down there, courtesy of the Christian devil, who, of course, I would argue is not Satan or Lucifer. But anyway, it's the leftist, anarchist, atheist, Satanist takeover of Free Talk Live. Here tonight, 603-283-6160. You're welcome to call in and tell us why we're wrong. I'm fairly certain, having been at this for about 2 years, that Monday I'm going to be flooded with forwarded emails from Mark, from programming directors who are fielding complaints from their audience. But, I mean, it is Free Talk Live, and I am a Satanist.
And if you're a Christian and you want to defeat us in, like, talking about this, then you can also call in with your ideas, and we're not going to shut you down.
No, we absolutely won't. I mean, we just had a Christian caller with whom we agreed rather completely, to be totally
I almost
honest.
Didn't know what to say to him, because I felt like we always do that on Free Talk Live. We say government goons. We talk about how it's just a mafia with a different name. We don't just call only the government or just call president, like,
and I mean, I at least spent a lot of time talking about how the state weaves this entire mythology around itself, that it's something greater than it is. It's what causes people to be so worshipful of judges and stuff like that. They forget that they're just people because of all of the mythology around it, that, oh, these are representatives of this great and wondrous thing we believe in called the state.
And the last caller can see that about the state, but it seems that he can't see that about his own religion.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got, hold on, let me do everything correctly. I've got to get this worked out. We've got Jim calling from North Carolina. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, good evening, y'all.
What's on your mind?
Well, I hear y'all, I've only kept you doing so a couple of times on the radio, but I am a recently rededicating of my life Christian. After 38 years, I've seen enough of the world and know my own actions to know where my mercy and forgiveness comes from. And y'all seem to be talking a lot about Christians, but do you realize that we worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? So therefore, even though we're Gentiles, we are into the fold of the Jewish nation from the righteousness, only the righteousness from the shedding of Jesus' blood for the forgiveness of our sins, which every man and woman was given their own free will.
Well, I mean, let me say that Bonnie and I both are from the South and deeply religious, deeply Christian families. I mean, I'm from a Southern Baptist family that, you know, the fire and brimstone type that believed that the Y2K was going to cause the Antichrist to take over the world in 1999. I mean, so yeah, I'm well-versed in the fact that it's an Abrahamic religion, and, you know, the fact that, I mean, Paul himself in the New Testament consistently referred to people who were Christians as Jews. The word Christian wasn't even invented until long after the death of Paul. And Bonnie is from, I don't know what denomination of Christianity her family is.
They were just like, they didn't really call themselves anything because we moved so much. We went to whatever church we liked. I've been to Baptist, Nazarene, Evangelical.
But I mean, yes, we certainly know the basics of Christianity, that, you know, we're all sinful and fall short of the glory of God, and therefore
we've been shooting and said it. I mean, y'all seem to be downplaying just the Christians, but what about just God fearing people? Because when I was 9 years old, I was at a tent camp, but there's a bunch of churches come there, and we all had our tents lined up. Each church group did. We had our tents lined up. And I tell you, in the fear of God, and I'm thankful that me, as a 50-something-year-old man, still has the fear of God in me. But when I was 9 years old...
Interesting that you refer to it as the fear of God, where the previous caller fixated entirely more so on the love of God.
Right. Well, I think you can't experience the love of God until you've had to feel God, and that's where I was getting to when I was 9 years old. A young fella had stood up, and the preacher there that was preaching that day, because we had two or three preachings throughout the day there for the whole week we was there, and the preacher asked the group there if they knew anything about the rapture. And this young fellow stood up and said, yeah, that's when the guy, God's going to come back and the sky's going to crack open. That scared me to death. And, you know, I've been going to church since I was probably 4 or 5 years old that I can ever recall. But I'm so thankful that I still have the fear of God in me today, because without God's mercy and, to forgive us as human beings, because God is perfect and we are not, and he gives us our own free wills. Even the angels envy us because we have this free will.
Can I just make sure I'm following you? This is what you've called about so far. You said that you were raised Christian. When you were 9 years old, you became really afraid of God because you heard that one day he's going to crack open the sky. Then for 33 years, you lived as not a Christian, and now you've rededicated yourself to God, and you weren't living right in those 33 years. I have a question. Why did you have to live immorally just because you decided to not be a Christian?
Oh, no, It was probably a few months before that. My brothers had come home and said they'd got saved, and I didn't know what they was talking about.
But you were raised in a church.
I lived right by a church. I was fortunate enough to where my mother and my dad did, my mother made us go to church.
But you didn't know what getting saved meant.
Excuse me?
But you didn't know what it meant to be saved?
Not when I was 9 years old, and my brother, my oldest brother, come home and said, I got saved, and then my brother up under him said, yeah, I got saved, too, and I was like, well, I'm going to go get saved, too, and, you know, well, what are you getting saved from? Well, because if you don't get saved, you're going to go to hell. Well, why are you going to go to hell? Well, because if you just don't believe that Jesus Christ was the Christ, well, then, you know, we are committed bound for hell. And you asked about
what was Jesus' mom?
I'd like to answer that question, but I'll hear you out.
Yeah, let me ask you a couple of questions real quick. I will say that one of the things that is good about Christianity is that it teaches people grace. You know, the notion that, hey, God can forgive me, it enables a person to ultimately forgive themselves for things that they have done. And I think it's important for people to be able to forgive themselves.
Well, to forgive ourselves, no, we're born into sin, so, you know, you don't have to do nothing. Jesus was the only one that was perfect, man on this earth.
Okay, but my follow-up question to what you just said was that you have to be saved from hell, because if you don't accept Jesus into your heart, or I don't remember exactly how you phrased it, you're going to be sent to hell. Does that seem fair or right to you, that just because you don't believe a thing, just because you don't believe that Jesus is the Christ, you should go to hell for all eternity? That seems right to you?
Yes, if you can't believe in the prophecy, because the prophets they all try to tell the people of Israel about their wrongdoings, you know, our lust, our killing, our worshiping other images, when, you know, God had made us, and, you know, there's nothing in history that can prove the words of the King James Version of the Bible a lie. There's no word in the whole Holy Bible that you can point to and say, that's a lie, that's a lie, that's a lie. Now, there might be some things in there that you could be
wondrous about. The Bible says that
you also can't point to anything in there and say that it's definitively true.
Well, that's where baptism of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit comes into it.
The Bible says that a donkey started talking to someone. I can point at that and say that's a lie.
Well, you can say that, but you can also, you wasn't there when all the miracles that Moses done. You wasn't there when Jesus did all the miracles that he done.
But neither were you. And Bonnie chooses not to believe that this happened. You choose to believe that this happened. You believe
it happened.
Okay. You don't. You believe it. You don't actually
know. The Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit is in me enough to know, and I've seen enough in my...
I have to cut you off because we're going out to break, but I just want to point out that you are alleging that simply because Bonnie believes that a donkey did not speak, it is morally justified, it is right for God to torment her for all eternity. You just called a national radio station and made that argument, a national radio show and made that argument. Someone please tell him he's wrong, a Christian out there. 603-283-6160.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. Tonight with you is Aria
and Bonnie.
And if you want to resist this Satanist, atheist, leftist takeover of Free Talk Live, the best way to do that is on the air. Again, 603-283-6160 is the call-in line for you to do that. Let's go to the phones. We've got Jill calling from Richmond. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello. I am not a Christian either, but I'd never call myself a Satanist. For one thing, I wouldn't borrow their symbols and use them. I don't need them. I consider myself basically an objectivist. That's all.
Okay. Well,
that's all about all I had to say about it.
Okay. Well, the Satanist symbols don't have that much in common with the symbols of Satanism. Like, I've yet to meet a Christian who understood, who had any idea what this symbol on my necklace is.
So are you saying you wouldn't use the Satanist symbols because you just think that's going towards evil and you think Satan is evil?
Well, I think, to tell you the truth, I don't want to offend people, but I think it's superstition and it's nonsense anyhow.
Oh,
so
I agree entirely.
I wouldn't take those symbols and try to use the other side of them.
Satanism in general is 100%, especially the Reformed Satanic Church, is 100% opposed to superstition.
Hmm.
But, you know, these symbols, these mythologies that we use, I mean, they are powerful stories. Like the story of Lucifer, according to the Bible, is identical to the story of Prometheus. And it's uplifting. It's uplifting to think that, hey, you had this authority figure who said this is the way things are and you have to obey. And then you had this one other person who was powerful enough to do something by who said, no, challenge this, question this. And then they get punished for doing that. Just like with Prometheus, the story of Lucifer.
Supposedly tried to take over, whereas Prometheus just gave the fire of the gods to humans, according to the legend.
Yeah, but the fire of the gods.
That's not what happened. That's a myth, because people read Milton's Paradise Lost and thought that it was Christian canon, not realizing that it's fiction and embellishment.
Oh, is that it?
There's no factual basis in the Bible for believing that Lucifer tried to rule the earth or rule over God.
I didn't say
there
was.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Christians believe, but they also believe that Satan is going to rule over in hell or whatever. The average Christian has no idea what's in the Bible. For example, there isn't a single hell reference in the Bible. There's two. There's the bottomless pit, and there's the lake of fire. The bottomless pit is reserved exclusively for Lucifer or Satan or however you want to refer to him in Christian canon. The lake of fire is where its souls are destroyed, those souls which do not, you know, become Christian or saved or however you want to phrase it. So the souls aren't tortured for eternity in any aspect of the Bible. They're either destroyed and cease to exist, or in the case of Lucifer, thrown into the bottomless pit. But the Christians believe in a hell that Lucifer or Satan is going to rule over and torture people. It's nonsense.
I think it's superstition anyhow, so I just wouldn't use those symbols.
Well, with Arya, I don't think that she actually believes that Satan is out there listening to her prayers or something like that. Isn't that correct, Arya?
That's entirely correct. There is no such being as Satan or Yahweh or any of these mythological figures. However, just like I would have a statue of Prometheus in my living room, I would have a statue of Lucifer in my living room. Because I respect the ideas behind that story, you know. I don't have to believe that Harry Potter was a real person who actually existed to be able to look at that story and take something valuable from it. I'm well aware that the Bible, that Satan, it's all fiction. But the lesson, there are plenty of lessons to be learned in that are still worth learning.
I was so much more convinced to be a better person after watching Naruto than I ever was as a kid learning about Jesus. Naruto is so much better than Jesus.
Excellent point. Well, we've also got Dave from New York calling. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
My name is Dave Grady. I am from Poughkeepsie, New York. January 15th, I got fired from Instacart all because of a selfie issue. Here it is, April 3rd. I've been trying to get my job back ever since, right? And I keep on calling the Instacart support number, which is 844-981-3433, and a bunch of other numbers. And, you know, when I speak to these people on the phone, nobody can help me, and nobody speaks one word of English. Doesn't anybody live in the United States anymore?
Well, a lot of these companies have outsourced their calls to places outside of the United States because, you know, they can pay someone $2 an hour there instead of, you know, $8 an hour here or whatever. But why did you lose your job, Dave, and why are you expecting to get it back?
I want my job back because I like making money. And why did I lose my job, you ask? Why did I lose my job? Let's see. Oh, I don't know. I used my driver's license on January 15th because they said, oh, they wanted me to do a selfie. So I decided to take my driver's license, and I took a picture of my driver's license. And they said, oh, my account got deactivated right away.
Dave called about this before while I was on the show, and what he doesn't understand is you're supposed to take a picture of yourself whenever you log on to the app to start driving sometimes every once in a while because they want to know that it's really you using your account and not somebody else on there. And I don't really know why they have to do this, but I know that Uber Eats does it too. And if you take a picture of your driver's license, anyone could do that, so it's not proving that it's you. In fact, it makes you look really suspicious.
It says my name right on it. It says my name right on it.
But
it is me.
They have no way of knowing that I wasn't the one who took that picture claiming to be you.
But it was me, because it has my name on it.
But if I took a picture of your driver's license, it would also have your name on it. Am I you?
But the point is that when I speak to these people on the phone, when I call up 844 number, not one of these people knows how to speak one word of English. So I screw with them every time I call them. And I'm like, oh, hey, I lost my dog. Or I like screwing with these people because they screwed with me. So I'm gonna screw with them right back. And I can't even get the phone number for trust and safety. These people don't even have the phone number for trust and safety. So if you don't have the phone number,
getting a different job.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like they are doing a job and you like messing with them more than you like making money.
They mess with me first. They're messing with me all the time because, you know, they won't get it. I keep on telling somebody because I say, oh, just wait for an email from Trust and Safety, and I never get any email. I like to verbally speak with people on the phone.
Do you sound this rude and crazy when you speak to them? Because I wouldn't email you either or help you.
I just have a quick question for you, Dave. You said this happened on January the 15th.
Right.
How much money would you have made by now if you had said, okay, well, screw it, I'm going to get a different job, and gotten a different job?
I have no idea because I've been, downloading a bunch of different ads. I haven't even used them because, my car hasn't been doing so well right now. So I'm waiting
to get
another car from somewhere.
Why would you want to drive for Instacarts if your car is already not doing so well? I mean, it's driving for Instacarts that is destroying your vehicle. You realize that, right? All the money that you're making, it comes at the long-term expense of your vehicle. I've never heard someone get so worked up about Instacart in my life. Dude, he is at 90 and he is staying at 90. He is upset. You're right. He doesn't get that any of us could have taken his license, and anybody in the world could have taken his license and taken a picture of it. 603-283-6160.
Attention, real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency after a leak at a wastewater pond in the Tampa Bay area. The leak prompted evacuation Saturday in the area north of Bradenton, Florida. Officials say that pond is at risk of flooding the area with wastewater from an old phosphate plant. Crews attempted to repair the leak in the pond on Friday, but were unsuccessful. They've begun pumping water from the pond, though it could take nearly 2 weeks to completely drain it. And traffic is now flowing normally through the Suez Canal, nearly 2 weeks after it was blocked by a massive container ship. The Suez Canal Authority says the final 61 ships that were backed up by the grounding of the Ever Given passed through the canal on Saturday, the last of more than 400 vessels that were stuck in the naval traffic jam. This is USA Radio News. A former Democratic presidential hopeful is now recuperating after a trip to the ER.
Mayoral candidate Andrew Yang was discharged from a New York City hospital after he was admitted for a kidney stone. Yang, a Democratic tech entrepreneur who became a household name when he ran for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination, announced on Twitter that he was out of the hospital. Yang tested positive for COVID-19 earlier this year and experienced mild symptoms. He was forced to temporarily halt his in-person campaign for New York City mayor until he recovered. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And Baylor will play for a national championship after defeating Houston in the first Final Four game of the night, 78-59. Davion Mitchell led the Bears with 12 points and 11 rebounds, and Jared Butler added 17. Baylor will take on the winner of Gonzaga and UCLA on Monday night. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
The only show on national radio where you can call in and talk about whatever you want, even if you just want to rage at Instacart for several minutes over something that's actually rather silly and could have very quickly and easily been solved had you just taken the freaking selfie. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line for that. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Bonnie.
It's been a fun show. I'm sure we've upset a lot of people, but it has been fun. And if you want to have fun with us, well, we're going to be at ForkFest 2021. This is ForkFest 5, June the 28th through July the 4th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th. And there's no better way to celebrate Independence Day than with other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can do pretty much whatever you want as long as it's relatively legal. You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people or create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. Check out the unofficial website at forkfest.party. There's a link to the unofficial Telegram chat and links to the unofficial forums there. ForkFest.party again, June the 28th through July the 4th at Rogers Campground. We'll see you there. It's going to be a great time. ForkFest.party. Let's go to the phones, though. We've got Jerome calling from South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I want to know when are they going to put the – when is the tap-dancing lawyer for the cop that killed George Floyd.
Derek Chauvin?
Yeah. When the hell is he going to put his client on the witness stand? Because the people they've been calling, these people are like in agony, man, having to relive this whole thing all over again. And his client is sitting there like he stole a donut out of a donut shop, okay, with no emotion, no remorse whatsoever for killing this man like this.
Well,
none.
I'm not surprised.
People are crying on the witness stand, having to answer these stupid-ass questions from this tap-dancing phony lawyer who can't even keep a straight face when he's questioning them.
Oh, my God.
Get away from that damn video. I don't care who the hell he calls.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I haven't seen much of the trial, and I'm not overly familiar with criminal proceedings, but as I understand it, if Derek Chauvin is going to take the stand, he would, I think, be the last person to do so in the trial.
There's no way in hell him or those other three scumbags that murdered George Floyd and stood there while he's murdering this man, okay, and talk about, oh, they were afraid of the crowd and all that. There's no way that coward's getting on the witness stand because he's a coward. He's a coward. No.
I agree. He's a murderer.
The guts to put him on the witness stand.
Cops are usually cowards because they join a gang where they have to carry around a gun to mostly walk around and, you know, pull over people for speeding.
Well, they're certainly bullies, right?
Did they put Casey Anthony on the witness stand after she murdered her child?
I don't
Did they?
Know.
I
they
watched and on. I don't remember.
No. They didn't put her on. There's no way. No. She blamed
well, she obviously
on
killed
Karen.
Her kid.
Now, what a scumbag she is. Now you got the scumbag Chauvin. He murdered this man for, what, $20? And
yep.
There's no way in hell he will get on the witness stand.
No, probably not, and that's regrettable. It's important to point out here that George Floyd was murdered over $20. It's important to remind people that there has never been a law on the books that the police will not kill to enforce. Bonnie, you had something?
Look, my problem with the state of Minnesota, how in the hell could you put a law like that in and then and think that people should be able to do something like that? How the hell? And now they're taking it off. They rethought this whole thing now. Okay, they removed that where you can stand on somebody's neck like that.
Oh, that was a law that they could do that?
Well, that was police procedure. Because they showed it, I guess, in their training manual. I guess they've taken it out. They removed it as police procedure from their training manual.
Do they not understand how that's worse? It's worse for them to have the official procedure that it's okay to murder someone by kneeling on their neck than it is for Derek Chauvin just to be like, oh, Derek was out of control. We don't have that. But for them to come out and say, oh, yeah, that's standard procedure, that's worse. That's worse than Derek Chauvin being a lunatic who did this of his own accord. He was following standard procedure.
And he's had many complaints. They filed many complaints against him, and nothing was done. And now look what he's come to.
And didn't he also work with George Floyd and, like, not to get along with him? That's just crazy that you can be a police officer and suddenly you have this power over people in your regular life from before you were a police officer. You can kill them, and there's even a trial. And it's on video. And there's even of course there should be a trial, but I don't know. This is just crazy. It seems pretty cut and dry to me.
Yeah, the trial probably should have been really, really short. Hey, here's video of this guy killing another human being. Jury watches the video. Okay. Yeah, there's a video of him killing another human being. He's guilty.
He enjoyed doing it. He enjoyed doing it.
Well, sure.
There ain't no way in hell you can look at the look on his face, a look of defiance and joy that he killed a man like that. He enjoyed that.
I agree entirely. I mean, he is a psychopath. Most people who become cops are. Because you kind of have to be a psychopath to want to have that authority over people in the first place. But Derek Chauvin, absolutely, psychopath. He enjoyed it. He got off on it.
And they stood there. And they stood there and watched him do that and had no remorse for him.
Imagine watching your coworkers do that and not, like, thinking twice about it. Just, oh, this is normal. This is every day.
What
Jerome?
What is the cop's motto? To protect and to serve? How the hell are you protecting somebody and serving them by doing that?
Well, notice it only says to protect and serve. It doesn't say who. they're protecting and serving. They're protecting and serving the interests of the elite.
The politicians.
Not
we're going to find out when the jury, when this verdict finally comes down, we're going to find out whose race matters. George Floyd's race and being murdered, or the policeman who's white and who murdered another black person and gets away with it. That's what we're going to find out.
And I hope what we find out is that Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
But it's hard for people to get convictions on cops because, you know, they buy into this mythology that we've been talking about all night, that the cop is the authority figure. He's the one who punishes people for killing people. So he can't be wrong if he kills someone. You know, we have to break that mythology because the cop was wrong. He did murder someone, and it was still wrong when he did it.
And even if his training manual said it was the thing to do, it was a wrong thing to do.
Yeah. Jerome, thank you so much for the call. I believe he hung up. But man, yeah, it's infuriating to watch what happened with George Floyd, to watch the cops standing there, not doing anything. Their coworker is murdering someone, and not one of these cops had the courage to say, hey man, back off a bit. You know, it's insane to watch something like that happen.
That's where we are as a culture because of the government, because people just trust the government for giving them their morals, just like people trust Christianity for giving them their morals. They don't stand up when something so obviously wrong is going on right in front of them.
Well, a lot of people are standing up for it, and I hope that it yields some kind of positive change. I hope we do see a world where people realize that, hey, you know, police officers are not above the law. If they break the law in the course of, quote, enforcing the law, then they are criminals. If they kill someone in order, which is illegal, in order to prevent a law from being broken, then they still broke a law. They are still criminals, and they need to be held accountable for that. Just like George Floyd, if he produced this counterfeit 20 or whatever it is he's alleged to have had, should have been held accountable, but more likely it ended up in his possession completely by accident. He probably had no idea that it was a fake $20 bill, to be totally honest. I mean, you have probably spent a fake $20 bill at some point in your life.
And the punishment would have been like what? Like a slap on the wrist, not death, obviously.
Yeah, the punishment, death was not warranted. 603-283-6160, it's Free Talk Live.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. If you like the show, head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. If you want to help us get on more radio stations and reach a larger audience, that is the best way to do it. And I got to tell you, after tonight's episode, we're probably going to lose a few of those conservative radio stations. So if you want to help us get on more radio stations to replace those, that would be great. And the AMP program is the best way to do that. Ellen is a contributor to the AMP program. She's a gold-level amplifier, which means she chooses to give $10 per month to the AMP program. Of course, we don't ask that. To join the program, all we ask is $5 per month. It gets you a number of cool little perks. There's an AMP-only Facebook group. There's an AMP-only chat room on the Matrix server that you can find at chat.freetalklive. There's even an AMP-only call-in line here in the studio. So check it out. It's definitely the most helpful way that you can help the show. Aside from contributing at thecrypto6.com, which I hope has put a link to Mark's PayPal there. You can if you want to use USD, which I would highly encourage because that's what attorneys take.
But if it doesn't have a link, you just go to PayPal and send money to mark@freetalklive.com.
Yes, that's the best way you could really, in the grand scheme of things, help the show as a whole right now. But if you think, you know, the show will muddle forward, as it always will, and if that's your focus, then the AMP program is the best way to do that. Ellen, thank you so much for your contributions. We hope you continue enjoying the show. Let's go to the phones, if I can ever get things organized. I'm going to fix all of this Monday. I am making it my mission to get everything working exactly as it's supposed to be on Monday. We've got Randy calling from Arkansas. Randy, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'd like to talk about a saying that I put together. Some of it I made up, some of it I've heard before, but it makes good sense.
All right.
God is love. Love is reason. Reason is love. Reason lies between being vexed and being vaccinated. Another name for vexing and vaccinating people is voodoo. And voodoo is the work of the devil.
Okay, step me through.
What goes against God in the Bible.
Step me through this again, please, from start to finish.
Did you say raisin?
Reason.
Oh.
Reason.
So God is love.
Reason lies between being vexed and being vaccinated. Another name for vexing people is voodoo, and voodoo's work the devil.
What is that from? Who ever said that another word for vaccines is voodoo?
Whoever said what?
That another word for vaccines is voodoo?
No. A another reason for vexing and vexing. V-E-X-I-N-G.
Oh,
V-E-X-A-T-I-N-G. Vexing and vexating.
I thought you were talking about raisins and vaccines.
I didn't say nothing about raisins.
Yeah, it's
reason.
Yeah.
R-E-A-S-O-N.
Yeah, we got you. Okay, so okay. Vexing is voodoo, right?
Yeah, and vexating people is.
Vex.
What goes against God in the Bible.
You said vexating?
Vexing or vexatious to the spirit being a godly man of reason.
But what is vexing, sorry?
Vexing means it disturbs your mind.
If you're vexed, you're confused.
He's vexing me right now.
To the spirit
you're vexing me. You put a vex on me.
The spirit means it disturbs your mind, destroys your sense of reason. Then you're mentally ill, mentally and physically ill, or dead.
Okay.
I feel like the FBI did that to the Free Talk Live hosts. Half of us are ill, and I'm disturbed.
Randy, thank you so much for the call tonight. I tend to think it's late on a Saturday night. You may have had one too many. But we do appreciate the call. And, you know, it's an interesting idea. I don't know. See, I was very confused because I thought he was saying vaxing people.
Me too.
And vaccinating people as though, which would be something I'd never heard before. It was like vaccinating someone is different from vaxing them.
Oh.
So I was very, I've never heard that, right? That's what I thought he was alleging. And because I heard vaxing too. And then he brought in voodoo, and I got totally lost. I was like, hold on, stop.
I thought
to the beginning.
I thought he was saying that giving people vaccines is voodoo.
That's what I thought he was getting at. I thought what he was trying to say was that vaccinating people is voodoo, but vaccinating people
is
reason.
Oh.
That's what. So I was more confused than you. One might even say I was more vexed than you.
He vexed us.
Very, very interesting call, though. Lots to think about. And we appreciate it, David. Not David, Randy from Arkansas. We're actually going now to David from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, from the hills of Arkansas to the hills of New Mexico.
Yeah. What's on your mind tonight?
Listening to you on KENN in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico, 4C USA. And I'm calling to complain about KENN in beautiful downtown Farmington, beautiful FC, USA.
So you have a dispute with another radio station?
What?
You have another dispute with another radio station?
Oh, yeah, it seems to be, you can blame it all on me, but since I'm the common denominator. But, you guys don't do this kind of stuff. K-Talks, K-T-O-X, and Needles doesn't do that kind of stuff. John D. Wells doesn't mistreat the people that listen to him, for the most part. Well, there's a bunch of different ones that don't, but there's way, 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 way more people in media, especially in radio, that seem to put their selves way higher than the people that listen to them. There's some sort of a God complex going on. It's freaky how it repeats itself. And one more of the players that does this is on KENN here in Farmington, New Mexico, they got a program called Car Talk, which I used to like to listen to as a nice break from politics. But then the poor little rich boys that do the Car Talk, Four Corners Car Talk on KENN, then they decided to start having political candidates on their Car Talk program for some damned reason, which I don't understand. And so when they did that, of course, I would call in with my opinion. And somewhere along the lines, like many of your listeners, they decided they don't like me. But one of the things that they do that's abusive, that maybe they'd like to reconsider and change their ways, is they will do this common technique that people on the radio talk show hosts, not you guys, will do, is that you'll call in there, and if you're a disfavored caller, they will put you on hold, pretending like they're going to take your call. And an hour later, when the program ends and your call is still on hold, they have successfully avoided you while they think that they tricked you into thinking you were going to get on, even though they had no intention of ever putting you on. Rather abusive behavior, KENN, Four Corners Car Talk, poor little rich boy selling cars there in Farmington, Mexico.
I can't say it it is so annoying when your favorite non-political thing goes political. That is really annoying. Whether you agree with them or not, sometimes it's just like, why can't you just stick to not being political? On Free Talk Live, it's kind of expected, and I enjoy it. But there are some things that I don't want to hear this person's political opinion, like, you know, like YouTube videos about clothes or...
David, I'm guilty of that. I am guilty of putting someone on hold and then never answering it. But to be fair, that was James from Arizona. And he sat, he sat on hold for like an hour and a half. I did ultimately take his call, if I remember correctly. But for at least like an hour and a half, he sat on hold just so he could tell me how ugly I am.
Oh, my God. He couldn't get the hint.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, to be fair, unlike James, I'm not threatening to kill people.
That is a true statement, David. You're also not boring. You don't call in every night to talk about the same freaking thing, and almost like you're reading from a script of what you said yesterday, which is what that lunatic did. So, Dave, thank you so Dave, I don't know what you prefer. Thank you so much for the call. You're right. That is abusive behavior. It is a one-way communication street we have with our listeners for the most part. I mean, they're listening to us. They probably feel like they know us a lot more than we know them, right? I mean, because we don't know anything about the people listening to us on radio, but they listen to us, you know, seven nights a week. So they probably feel like they know us. And this is going to be true with these local stations as well. And what they have to appreciate, what these local radio stations and what these talk show hosts in general, myself included, have to appreciate is that we're just people too. It's not just the government that's just people. We're also just people.
And that it's an honor to have people listen to our ramblings, even if we don't agree with everything they say and they want to call in and tell me I'm not a good person for not being Christian or whatever.
It is. And the fact that we're on a radio show doesn't mean we're right. It doesn't mean we're better than anyone else. It doesn't mean anything we say has any more authority than what anyone else says.
Except Donald Trump is a money launderer.
We are just people. It's been Free Talk Live online. In the meantime, head on over to freetalklive.com for the show archive there, going back more than 10 years. Tonight's episode, as I said, will be a few hours late. It's been Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.